Over the past few years, honeybee health has become a highly debated issue as we've seen massive declines in the number of pollinators due to colony collapse disorder. Patrick Johnson, Jr., a Tunica, Mississippi cotton producer and member of EPA's Farm, Ranch, and Rural Community Advisory Committee, was one of several agricultural representatives that attended a meeting in Washington recently with EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to discuss this issue. During the meeting, Johnson noted that despite several scientific reports claiming multiple factors in honeybee decline,
a few vocal beekeepers and anti-pesticide activists just continue to focus on pesticides as if that's the only cause. They have made some demands or suggestions for label language, that some of which have been completely unacceptable, such as nighttime applications or complete bans on some of the pesticides that we rely on in our crops.
Johnson says in the end, EPA has issued language that requires prior notification for application of neonicotinoid pesticides.
The question that I asked the administrator and Secretary Vilsack was whether or not there had been any discussion at USDA or EPA of a mandatory national bee registry that would make it easier for a farmer who's preparing to make an application to know if there are bees in the area and to give them the contact information for who they belong to in order to provide that notification.
Johnson adds that he was pleased with the meeting and felt that his comments were well received. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.